Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
You have a fun weekend, Kelly?
I did.
Yeah?
I did. I ate my way through it. I don't know what got into us. My stomach paid the price yesterday. Ooh.
A lot of fried food.
Oh, I delivered food babies this weekend. It was bad.
Oh, my God.
It's very graphic.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it was bad.
Wow. Never heard it put like that.
Yeah. Deliver food, baby.
But there was a big smile on your face. Smirk smile.
Fried buffets were in my... It was all my weekend. I don't know what got into us. Alan and me both. It's like we went to...
Hello, I'm Alan.
Red Lobster. We just couldn't get like, oh, I'll just take a little seafood salad. And we got like the platters. That's always trouble, right?
Yeah.
And we went to the China buffet. The all-you-can-eat
directly from Red Lobster?
Not the same day. Not the same day. But we just were like, we were just non-stop. We just gorged. It was ridiculous.
That means you're happy together.
Look at the joy. Look at the joy on your face right now. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I wasn't so joyful yesterday afternoon when it all hit me. I was like, oh, my God, what have I done? My body rejected it.
Big Al, you had a fun weekend because you decided to surprise your girlfriend.
I did.
Dr. Girlfriend!
I did.
She moved out to Detroit, what, a month?
She moved to Detroit almost a month ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, to do a three-year fellowship in plastic surgery.
Got it.
So we've been dating, almost 4 years now. So she moved to Detroit all by herself, and she's been studying for this test. She had this test a week ago, and so this weekend was the first weekend that she didn't have to study and do stuff. So... 2 weeks ago, I said, you know what? Maybe I'll come up there on July 23rd or so.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the loose plan. I was waiting on some other things to happen. And earlier in the week, I had some personnel changes at the bar. And I hired a brand new guy.
Don't you do that every week?
Yeah, it's like, what's new, right?
Well, I know. I hired a brand new guy, and I didn't want to just hire him, put him in charge, and then leave.
Uh-huh.
So I said, babe, I explained it to her. I said, I don't think I'm going to be able to come this weekend. She goes, I understand. She was sad, but she said, I understand. So Thursday night and Friday, she was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I have a whole weekend, and I don't have anybody to hang out with.
She hasn't made friends yet?
She hasn't really. She's been studying. She really hadn't had time to make a whole lot of friends. And the few friends that she has made, you know, they're not vibing on the social thing. You know, they might be vibing at work, but it's not like hangout people. You know what I'm saying?
So, luckily for you, she's not friends with all the gorgeous doctors that are there.
Yeah, right. So Friday, after I get off the phone with her, and I felt so bad. I just felt bad. I just listened to her voice. I said, I'm going to go. I'm not going to tell her, but I'm just going to go. So, I went to I went to the website, bought me a ticket.
Yeah.
And how cheap was that?
Man, his ticket.
So cheap.
Last-minute tickets, man.
Yeah. Well, that's how Al likes to buy his tickets, last second.
So I get a ticket. It's going to be a 24-hour whirlwind trip. Now, like I said, there's two types of people in the world, people that love surprises, people that hate surprises. Fortunately, my girlfriend loves surprises. So that part is set. There's also two other types of people in the world, people that think things through and people that don't.
Which category do you fall into?
The latter, Kelly. So I know I'm going to surprise her. I know that I have her address.
Uh-huh.
I don't know anyone in Detroit to kind of guide me through this thing on how I could orchestrate this surprise. So I just hop on a plane. I text her, hey, thinking about you Saturday, just random, you know, like I normally do. And I get on the plane and Saturday at noon or 2 o'clock, whatever time it was.
So you're... You are doing 24 hours. Saturday, come back Sunday.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So I don't know anyone at the airport in Detroit to pick me up. Can't call her. It's a surprise. So I call my Lyft driver. Uh-huh. I call JC. I said, JC, what's that Lyft code?
Oh, that's why you asked me?
That's exactly why. I'm at the Detroit airport.
JSI 50 I gave you?
Yes. Yeah. And it's good for first-time users.
I got to use that code this weekend. Yes.
Not if you're not a first-time user. So
I will be.
Oh, okay, good. I'm in the airport. I'm in my Lyft car. I said, here's the address. I don't know where it is, obviously, but you can put in your little thing. So the driver does. We're in the car on the way to her house. I'm like, now what do I do? Just knock on the door? I look at her address. I don't have her apartment number. I know her address, but I don't even have her apartment number.
Well, you could call her and say, I need to send you something. What apartment number is it?
And that's why I had her address in the first place. I was supposed to send her a package. So I get to the apartment and there's a security guard. I'm like, oh, crap. He's going to have to call her to verify and buzz me in. I'm like, is there a restaurant or a bar somewhere close by? Now, they say, yes, there's a place about a mile from here. I go there. On the way there, I text her. I say, what are you doing? I'm getting ready to go to a barbecue. I'm like, oh, crap.
Oh, man.
I'm like, oh, crap. She's got plans. Now she's got plans.
Yeah.
So I get to the restaurant, and I'm still thinking, what do I do? I said, did you happen to, I text her, did you happen to get a package? Did a delivery come for you today? No, she responds. I'm like, okay, well, let me check on it. I'm at the bar. I don't
know what to do.
I really don't know what to do.
She's about to go to a barbecue. It could be like an hour away.
What are you doing now? I text her. I'm on my way to the barbecue.
Oh, no.
I'm there 24 hours, right?
Yeah.
So every minute counts. So I'm like, I got no plan. The delivery driver has a package for you at this restaurant a mile from you because his truck broke down and he needed to leave it there. This is all I could come up with.
Right.
This is all I could come up with.
Yeah, that's pretty good on the fly.
More than I would have come up with.
The delivery, check this out. It's Saturday afternoon at 3:00. A delivery driver had a package for you. His car broke down at a restaurant right around the corner. That's where your package is. Who do I need to see? See the bartender. That's all I got.
That's good, though.
I would have been like, why is he talking to the delivery driver on a Saturday?
But it's so outrageous.
Yeah,
right.
It just might be right.
Not? Yeah. She said, do I need to go pick it up now? Yes, you do need to go pick it up now.
It's one of those where it's so random, it might just work.
It's perishable.
Oh,
it's a perishable good.
So she, I'm standing kind of at the bar, but kind of back behind this little wall. People are waiting on the tables and stuff, and there's a mirror in the back of the bar, so I could kind of see her when she's walking up and toward the bartender.
But nobody else knows that you're doing the surprise, just you behind the wall.
I haven't talked to a bartender. I don't know
anybody. You're a creepy guy standing behind the wall.
I'm a creepy guy in a restaurant with a backpack.
You didn't tell the manager?
No, I didn't tell anybody. I came up with this just as quickly as I just told you about
it.
This is how much thought I put. So anyway, I see her walk. She goes, okay, I'm pulling up now. I'm like, okay. So I got me a little vodka drink. I hide behind the wall so I can see the mirror, and I see her walk up. She's looking good. I see her walk up, and she leans into the bartender. And as soon as she did that, I kind of walked up behind her. Oh, can I get another vodka Sprite, please? And she recognized my voice. She turned around. She goes, what? Screams. She's like, what are you? Hug. Screams again. What are you doing here? I'm like, here's your package. I actually did have a package for her, and I gave it to her. I said, here's the package I had for you. And it was something that she had left. Anyway. She goes, well, I don't know what to do. I was like, well, let's go to the barbecue. No, I want to hang out with you because I didn't really know these people anyway.
Yeah.
And so we left there and we went to her apartment, which, like I said, is a mile away. And she talked about she didn't really like this apartment. It's fine. It's really not, you know.
Yeah.
It's a good apartment.
It's got a beautiful view of this marina and all these pretty boats.
Oh, how nice.
And, it's really nice. It's a two-bedroom. And anyway, so we hung out there for a little while. And then she goes, you hungry? I said, yes, I'm very hungry. Let's go back to, no. We went to another restaurant called Savannah Blue or something, and we had some food and some drinks. And wait a minute. One thing I noticed about Michigan. Or at least Detroit, or at least this place I went to. The two places we went to. Like, some places you can go when you're by yourself, and you can kind of not blend in, but you kind of start conversating with people at the bar. We sat at the bar. This place isn't like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's a Michigan, is that the North? If it's is up there thing, a regional thing where people don't really talk. Like, in Texas and a lot of places I've been to in the South, people talk, you know,
Were they closed off at the bar?
They didn't say anything. They're in their little groups of twos or threes or fours or whatever, but they don't talk. Like, I talk at the bar.
Yeah.
That's why I go to the bar. And so it made sense that she didn't feel comfortable going to it, because that's my suggestion. Just go to the bar and meet people and talk. You know, that's my suggestion. But it's very not like that. And we went to another place. The bartender's nice guy, but still it's not like, hey, what's up? Where are you from? And blah, blah, blah.
It's not a welcoming atmosphere?
It didn't really seem like it. So I was glad that I went. And so we went to a couple of places, went back to her house. And then the next morning we went and had waffles and stuff and went to another. It was National Margarita Day yesterday. So we had to find us
a
margarita.
Tequila Day or margarita?
I'm sorry,
tequila day.
Tequila Day.
Yeah.
Tequila. So we went and found us a tequila, a margarita. I'm sorry. I've been up since 12:00.
That's okay. Yeah.
And I went to the airport and came back home. So that was it. So that was my surprise. And she cried at the airport. She's like, oh, you're leaving me again.
You know what, Al? Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
So it was a nice, it was fast, it was whirlwind, but we had a great time.
And you didn't screw anything up.
I didn't screw anything
up. Doesn't sound like it.
No, I didn't screw anything up.
It went well.
It did. It really went well.
Since Al didn't screw up.
Maybe some surprises end well. Some surprises don't.
A lot of surprises don't go well because, again, you never know what the other person's going to do.
Right. So we want people to call that have surprise
fails. Yeah. Because those tend to be pretty funny.
Okay.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
If you worked so hard on a surprise for your significant other, your best friend, mom or dad.
Whatever.
And it just went completely the opposite of how you expected it to go. Give us a call. We want to hear about it.
Sure.
You can vent a little bit with us.
Absolutely.
You know, we're a family, Kid Nation.
We won't tell anybody.
Don't even worry. We're on the trust tree.
800-543-3548.
Surprise fails next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big Al Mac just told us about the successful surprise he had for his girlfriend.
Yeah, it actually worked.
He had a 24-hour trip out to Detroit where she's doing her fellowship.
Dr. Girlfriend.
And it went well.
It did. Went well. 24-hour trip, whirlwind.
Slight bump in the road, but you got over that bump. No problem, Big Al.
Yeah, buddy.
So since we didn't get a mess up from Big Al Mac this week, we wanted to hear from you, Kid Nation.
Sorry to let you down.
They're like, wow, everybody's so happy for you, Al.
Cool.
One question we would like answered.
Yes.
A lot of text messages coming in saying, hey, what's up with that ring on the ring finger on Dr. Girlfriend's hand? If you look at it, it does look like a selfie. Uh-huh. But if you look at her hat, it says Blake Shelton,
and
it's not a mirrored one, so it's not an engagement ring.
Right. No. See, it's just the wrong hand.
It's just the ring.
It's the right hand.
Just the ring, people.
Yeah.
It was just a fun trip. But we do want to hear from you about your mess-ups. Our phone number, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. Nobody's perfect. You try to surprise somebody, it goes wrong, it happens sometimes.
Yeah, that's the risk you run when you're trying to surprise because they don't know.
Most of the times it's hilarious. I've had a surprise mess-up. I've talked about it before. My girlfriend and I, who's now my wife, Kenzie, had just moved into this new place with some roommates, and we're pretty happy about it. It was a pool house behind this guy's house.
Yep.
And so we had the roommates leave, and I cooked their dinner, and I got these real cool underwear.
That were like, I got cool underwear.
I got these cool underwear, and I thought that I'd be pretty cool to just lay down on this cool carpet that we had just bought at IKEA and just lay down on there looking all sexy. And I wanted her to walk in.
Oh, man.
Had the candles lit and everything. The food smelled great. And she walked in with her mom because she wanted to show her the house.
Oh, boy.
Surprise.
Surprise. Look at the cool underwear you're wearing.
My sexy surprise quickly turned into a lot of laughter from both of the women. So we definitely didn't have that dinner the way I anticipated it to. I just went and got pants on and a shirt, and
there you go.
My mother-in-law joined us. We got this one on the text, though. A guy had a theater set up where before the movie started, the screen said, "Will you marry me, Christina?" Well, apparently there was another Christina there with her boyfriend.
No.
She jumped up and screamed, "Yes, yes, yes!" The guy that set it up was so nervous, he just let the other Christina go with it.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
And homeboy
so the other guy got engaged, accidentally.
Accidentally got engaged.
Without wanting to. I planned a surprise party for my husband and told everyone to be at my parents' house at 3. His brother and best friend show up 2 hours early at our house asking when the party's getting started. And my husband was just sitting there like, wait, what?
Oh.
I was so upset and mad. That's from Danielle.
Oh, oh man.
Leave it to the guys to mess up the time.
The more people that are in on the surprise, the more risk you run.
We don't really listen to times and stuff. Let's go to the phones here. Rachel's got a surprise mess up for us. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So,
go ahead.
What happened? You planned a party for yourself?
Well, my birthday is on Christmas Eve, and, you know, I'm Hispanic, and like most Hispanics, we celebrate Christmas that evening.
Mm-hmm, shout out.
And so, yeah. So we never really get to celebrate my birthday. So 1 year, it's about 2 weeks before my birthday, And my husband breaks down and he's like, babe, I was planning a surprise birthday party for you next week, but I have no idea what to do. And I was like, what? I'm like, did you not ask your mom or your sisters or, you know, get people involved? No, you know I don't like to ask for help.
Oh,
and I'm
God.
Like,
Macho.
Exactly. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll help you plan it. So I had to help him plan it, and then I had to end up being surprised in my own surprise
party. Oh, no.
Homeboy just gave up. Yeah. Just like waving the white flag.
That's awful.
How was your acting? Did you give it like a nice little...
Yeah, I mean, I was like, oh, my gosh, babe, oh, my gosh. And, you know, acting all surprised. But, I mean, I think I pulled it off because everybody actually, you know, thought that I was surprised. So, afterwards, I'm like, you know what, babe, it's the thought that counts.
Yeah.
You know, I'm grateful for it, even though I have to plan it on my own.
Yeah, that makes you a great wife, Rachel. Thank you for sharing.
What did she have to call her own friends and invite the friends to her surprise
party? Well, she had to act as her husband, I'm sure. Man. What's up with those guys not wanting any help from anybody ever?
Oh, man. Macho.
Yeah. Spencer, yours involved some cooking, huh?
Yes, it did. My wife and I have been married for about 3 years now. And we, before we were dating, before we were married or engaged, when we were dating, our first Valentine's Day, she was trying to be sweet and tried making me a giant cookie, and you know, a giant heart-shaped cookie for Valentine's Day, and obviously cookies, when you put them in the oven, they expand, and so this heart turned into a butt-shaped cookie.
And you're like, yeah.
Well, it could have been she could have made it sexy.
Yeah, a sexy butt cookie.
I got a cousin named Sexy
Butt. I love
you
with all my butt.
I love you with all my butt.
See, that a way to make it better. Yeah.
But the cookie was still delicious, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was great.
There you go.
It was funny. We laughed it off, and it was a lot of fun. So, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, your butt cookie. It was a delicious butt. Hey, Macy.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great. So you have a surprise airport fail?
Yeah. So my husband will go out of the country for work every so often, and this happened a few years ago. He was out of the country for a while, and we worked for the same company, and he was coming home, and he was going to surprise me. So someone at work kind of ruined the surprise. Oh. We have runners. They basically go and pick you up at the airport and bring you back to your house. So one of the runners ended up telling me, hey, yeah, I'm going to get your husband tomorrow. So I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm going to surprise him. Cancel the runner. I'm going to go surprise him at the airport.
Yeah.
So I cancel the runner, and I go home and everything. And he, you know, he calls me trying to, you know, not tell me anything. Hey, I'm at the airport or anything like that. So a little while later, I get another call, and he's like, hey, what are you doing? And I'm like, you know, I'm at home. And he's like, well, why you didn't come get me at the airport? And I was like, well, what do you mean? He's like, I'm at the airport. I've been here for 6 hours.
Oh.
Well, what happened was his flight got pushed up by a day. So I was thinking the flight wasn't coming in until the next day, and it ended up coming in early, and he was at the airport for 6 hours.
Aww.
Surprise!
Yeah. You know, that starts a fight, too. It's like, you forgot about me.
Surprise!
Surprise! Thank you for sharing, Macy. Have a great day. Oh, Tiffany. Tiffany planned a surprise for her husband, and boy, did he bring the surprise.
Uh-oh.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hey.
So what happened?
I planned a surprise party, and my husband, he works night shift, so he had got off at like 6 o'clock that morning. He always sleeps fully clothed, you know, boxers and pajama pants, shirt and everything. When I went in at lunchtime to wake him up, because our bedroom was right off the dining room where I had the party set up, he was, you know, covered head to toe. I never suspected anything. And I told him, I said, come out here real quick. I got something for you. He walks out the bedroom completely naked to a room full of guests.
Oh.
Should have seen a grown man naked.
Nice. Surprise.
Surprise. That's fine.
How many people?
Well, it was a lot of family, friends, probably about 20, 25 people all stuffed into our dining room.
Family.
Oh, no.
Did he just stand there and let them have it, or did he just run back into the room?
Well, luckily there was like a little hallway off my dining room and then my bedroom, and there was a bathroom right there. So he darted into the bathroom, completely embarrassed. And I laughed. I just thought it was hilarious, but he didn't think it was very funny.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Plus the AC was probably on.
Yeah. Say, what was the room temperature? I hope it was a nice little 78, 79.
It was the wintertime. Thank you, Tiffany. Her husband's still in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Amanda, hi.
Hello.
We're doing a surprises gone wrong here with Kid Nation members. What happened with yours?
Well, my sister and I planned a happy 23-year anniversary for my parents. And after the dinner party, they let us know that they were getting a divorce.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dang. How many years was this?
It was a couple, about 2 years ago.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay.
Get your gifts back or anything?
It was awkward, but, you know, we laugh about it now.
Yeah.
Well, what else can you do?
What else can you do, man?
Yeah, might as well. Just got to laugh. Devin.
Yes.
What was your big surprise fail?
So, when I was younger, my dad was engaged, and he worked as a paramedic. So, his fiance at the time set up a surprise wedding. She got his coworkers and all the friends and family involved to keep it a secret from him. Whoa. And when it came time for the ceremony, they staged a fake call for him to respond to at the church. And so when he showed up and walked in on his own wedding, he was so embarrassed and, you know, from being put on the spot like that, he completely called off the wedding, and that was the end of their relationship.
Yeah. That was a risk. That was a risk.
You can't just make a guy get married.
No.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Well, you know.
Thanks, Devin.
That's the one surprise I do not recommend.
What?
How long has she been waiting, right?
The surprise wedding?
Now you know.
Anything else is on the table. You can surprise on pretty much anything else. But the surprise wedding?
I don't know. I'm sure that does work.
It's like
in
public
some
proposals. Yeah. You got to know she's going to say yes.
We'll take the surprise baby.
Yeah.
You know, we'll take the surprise baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the wedding.
Yeah.
You definitely don't want a surprise funeral, though. That's definitely what you don't want.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got the Bachelorette on tonight, right?
That's right. Down to the last three. Right?
Four. I think it was Four? A cliffhanger last week.
Yeah, we don't know yet because they said to be continued.
Ah, gotcha.
She was going to get rid of Luke, and then he pulled her off to the side and said, I love you, and then she got all confused. Mm. She hit Jenna up because she needed some eyebrows or eyelashes.
Yeah, it's so funny. I've been trying to get JoJo to come on the show, and then I haven't heard from her for a while.
Did you finally do?
She just sent me a text and was like, where'd you get your eyelashes done? Yeah. I'm like, you want to come on the show? No, I didn't say that.
I'll tell you, live.
I think they're just not, I don't know.
They're not allowed to talk.
She hasn't done a whole lot of interviews anyway as the season goes on. So. Yeah, because I think it's just too hard to not give stuff away, especially coming on our show.
A contestant sibling might have messed up last week. We won't spoil it in case you don't want to know, but yeah, they definitely messed it up.
Okay.
And it happens. Real quick, before we get into Jenna's kissing story.
No.
It's time for Tidbit News.
Love it, love it, love it.
Big Al, this one's good for you, buddy.
Okay.
A new study found that taking a hot bath for half an hour, which is what you like to do in the mornings, burns as many calories as half an hour walk.
Wow.
Really?
Yes. It gets your metabolism going and reduces blood pressure.
That makes no sense. You said hot or cold?
Hot.
Studies found that a hot bath for half an hour burns as many calories as a half an hour walk.
I always thought it was cold because your body tries to keep warm. That's what Dr. Oz did,
right?
A study where you take a cold shower first thing in the morning because your body's trying to warm itself,
right.
So it really kicks up. A hot thing, that seems to be the opposite.
The hot works just as well. I don't know if it makes you sweat.
No, that makes you like relax. Because I was reading, I thought you were going to use this. I just read this last night. If you're having trouble falling asleep, which I wasn't, but it said if you take a hot bath an hour and a half before bedtime, that will help you go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you should start reversing your bubble bath schedule and do it an hour and a half before you want to go to sleep.
Okay.
And that's supposed to put you in the relaxing state.
Oh.
But that doesn't make any sense, that study you just
read. That's why I don't have the rest of it, because that was...
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
Yeah. Well, we only give you a little bit of what's going on.
Yeah.
A little tidbit of the news.
Tidbit.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
That's all you need.
Hey, Bob. Did you hear if you take a half-hour bath in the morning, it helps you burn as many calories as a half-hour walk?
Boom! That's all I needed to know, John. Thanks!
You got it, Bob.
I didn't know the other stuff. Boom!
There you go.
I guess it's like the steam room.
Yeah.
Would do the same, right?
Love tidbit news.
I know that.
So informative and quick. Precise. All those other newscasts, they say they're precise. No, they're not.
You don't need a 30-minute newscast.
They're long-winded.
Yeah.
Not us. Done.
Here's Clarice with the
details.
20-second newscast.
That was Clarice with the news.
No. So, Jenna, you had an embarrassing moment.
You guys, I don't even want to talk about
this. This is on a date?
No. I don't. Gonna kiss
me. How did you get yourself into this situation?
You know, I have been trying to be on the dating apps.
Uh-huh.
Tried to pull the trigger on a few.
Okay.
I'm getting back out there. Being available.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes...
Accessible.
Sometimes you just want the comfort of something old. And you think, I used to hang out with this person. And then they can come over and watch a movie, hang out, catch up. You know, someone that I'm so friendly with and haven't hung out with in a while.
Somebody you almost went romantic with, but you're like, no, let's be friends.
Sure.
Okay.
No, or, you know, it was romantic at one time.
Okay.
So, hanging out, catching up.
Mm-hmm.
Going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
He gives me a hug.
Mm-hmm.
After watching movies and stuff?
Yeah,
like
a
couple hours?
I go for a kiss.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I get full face turn cheek.
Full face
turn. I literally, in the hug position when that happened, I went, my knees, my front door, my knees went out and still being hugged, I fell to the ground and I was like, the cheek!
Oh, you did it in front of him?
Yeah.
You made that noise and that move in front of
you. You gave me.
She already got rejected.
Cheek.
Why not?
She fell to her knees, Kelly.
Oh. This is somewhere I'm obviously comfortable enough with that it was like.
The cheek.
It's like, what?
So
what?
I was like,
I have needs. I have needs, you know? And I was like, well, okay.
Clearly.
That's the quickest way to get yourself. Or I'm in the friend zone, obviously. It wasn't my decision. But I'm like, okay, so. And so I said, goodbye, brother. And I opened the front door.
Brother.
And I shut the door. Goodbye, brother. Bye, now, bye, brother.
So that I could picture this.
See you later.
Yeah.
No.
So that I could picture this a little bit better. Were you going in with like the lips perched or more of the open mouth, tongue slightly out?
I think I'm like a good, subtle, you know, I'm not like passionate, mouth open, you know, it was more like a hug that I thought would be a kiss and,
maybe
you know, someone that I'm attracted to. So I thought it would turn into like this moment of passion, which I've kind of been wanting in my life, obviously, because that's why we're hanging out.
But you think you're going to leave, but no, you're not leaving anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm forward, so I don't care.
Maybe he didn't know.
I don't mind being the initiator in situations.
Maybe he didn't. Maybe
after
he didn't.
She fell to her knees, he knew.
Yeah, he definitely knew.
Oh, yeah. Then it was offered up like, oh.
Did you do full-on
like,
duck lips?
No. Like, you can't then offer like a pit. You can't give me the pity
did
lips.
Did you have any injection going at all?
No. I didn't have duck lips. Your faces are close. There's just going to be an easy like kiss that I thought if I initiated it, then it would turn into this like, just whole moment of passion and you know, I'd be very fulfilled. And it was just so not what I anticipated.
Uh-oh. Elena's coming.
Yeah.
Elena's coming.
Well, I'm sorry to announce that unfortunately Jenna was not successful with her kiss.
No, but I have a great new brother.
Did he apologize after?
No.
No, he just left.
No.
Did he leave and go to Elena's house? Because why is Elena here?
Elena's in because she did have a successful end of the night with a guy.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
What happened, Elena?
Oh.
First date?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't think it was a date. It was like a, hey, I know you. You know me. We're at the same place.
Listener?
On purpose.
We're at the same place on purpose.
Kind of.
But it's not a date.
I do see those makeout sessions a lot in the
clubs. Young people today.
It wasn't an organized date, Kelly. It was just, hey.
But they were at the same place on purpose. That's a date, isn't it?
Well, I went to a Drake concert.
Yeah.
And I knew this person was going to be there. They knew I was going to be there.
Was
and
it Drake?
God, I wish.
No, he's going to be there.
He did announce that he was going out after. I was like, where?
Was it Drake's dad?
No. Would have taken that too, though. And so we like met up later on.
And
then they kissed me on the mouth.
And they did. They put the move on
here just to tell us that there has to be more to it.
You came all the way in here to tell us you got kids.
Robert forced me in here.
Does it have anything to do with The Bachelorette?
Maybe. Oh, is it? Wait, what?
No.
Not really.
So it's about who it was.
It wasn't a Jenna past. Okay, good.
Okay.
I don't have that many.
It was Marcus.
Okay, so why did Robert make you come in here?
Because he hates me.
So something else. There's something we're not
No, hearing. Robert says, what's up with The Bachelorette? Is he involved with The Bachelorette?
It was.
Okay. This season?
Oh, you made out with JoJo's ex-boyfriend?
Oh, why'd that
yes,
face
no.
What's that face
This
for?
Is radio. We can't hear your
yes,
face.
Yes.
Oh.
Elena.
Which and then one? You're telling it right now?
Wait.
Well,
her,
no.
Her TV boyfriend or real life ex-boyfriend?
Chad?
Yeah.
Which one is that?
Who's Chad?
Like me. Before That's she her. Was on the show. Oh, this is the real life one that sent her the roses when she was vying for... the guy's attention.
Yeah.
I hate myself right now.
I love you right now.
I
this is so juicy.
Right now.
So he's moved on.
Oh, man.
Oh.
This is great.
Is
it?
Well, it's not going to happen.
Sure.
Well, do you see them going out again after?
Not now.
On front street like that?
Jenna, what are the odds of getting JoJo in studio now?
I think we got better odds of getting Chad.
I don't know.
Hey, JoJo disrespected their love when she signed up for The Bachelor. So that's over.
Oh,
that's
water under the bridge. You guys can do whatever you want. But
look at Elena.
Hey.
At the concert?
After.
After? Okay.
After at the club.
Did he call you on your cell phone?
Yeah.
Late night winning.
Yeah. But you've seen those girls, Kelly, at the club, that the one guy they know shows up and they get so excited because they got a makeup partner.
Like, oh, yeah. It's really not a thing. It was like, oh, hey, like, we're drinking.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're drinking?
I don't know.
Okay.
I hate myself.
Didn't you do your hair before the show?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, man.
What?
Elena. You can't do that because now you can't go back and get your hair done if this goes wrong.
Right.
Did he throw you up against a wall?
That's true. No. I don't think so. No.
Yeah. And your hair is looking great, so now you're ruined great hair.
Becky with the good hair. No, it was casual. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Yay,
did you give him a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
I did.
Okay.
I really did.
That's Elena.
Give him a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That's her farewell gift. Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I gave it to him when he did my hair, though.
All right.
That was the payment.
I'm sure you did.
That was the last time
Front
you got your
Street.
Hair
done.
Oh,
I
man.
Hate myself.
Elena dropping the news.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you're a Pokemon Go player and a part of Kid Nation, we gave you a mission this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You were to go to KidNation.com and scour the website and look for part-time Pikachu. If you're able to find part-time Pikachu, you would be entered into the drawing to win 15,000 Pokecoins.
You still playing?
I didn't play this weekend. I just learned I'm not a good Pokemon
player.
The real is gone, huh?
Yeah, I downloaded the Pele, but right now we're talking about Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brooke Stanfill, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
So you went on KidNation.com, right?
I did.
And you found part-time Pikachu where?
On the Kelly Raspberry. I think it was on the Love Letters to Kelly.
Yeah, the Kelly Rantberry one.
Oh, okay.
I see.
The epic rant from Kelly Raspberry during Love Letters to Kelly. That is, in fact, where part-time Pikachu was. And guess what, Brooke? You got yourself 15,000 Pokecoins.
Woo!
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. That's serious. Oh, yeah.
My husband is going to be so jealous.
Good.
How much time did you spend on Pokemon this past weekend?
A couple hours. Me and my husband actually went out last night Pokemon hunting.
Yeah.
I see them. We were out this weekend. They were everywhere.
I saw them on the plane.
They're all around my neighborhood. And I see a lot of couples doing it. That's cool that you guys do it. Are you a higher level than your husband?
No, we're about the same right now.
Oh, well, hopefully these 15,000 Pokecoins will help you get above that.
The couples that pokey together stay together.
Exactly.
All right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, just let him win. You know how the male ego is.
Of course.
Yeah, Barn.
Let him win. Yeah.
What team are you guys? Red?
No, yellow.
Oh, the yellow team. Well, you enjoy your Pokecoins, Brooke. Have fun out there with your husband, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, don't go Pokemon hunting at Rihanna's concerts.
Yeah.
And don't do it when at you are Beyonce. Front row at Beyonce.
We got to talk
front
about this.
Row.
I haven't heard the story.
Look, I respect the Pokemon Go players, especially those people that get up there on the level. But there are some lines people are crossing. Rihanna did a show over the weekend, and she had to make an announcement while she was on stage. And it almost feels like she's the teacher, and she's telling the class, you guys are screwing up. Listen to Rihanna.
Right. I don't want to see you texting your boyfriends or your girlfriends. I don't want to see you catching any Pokemons up in this.
She doesn't want you catching any
Pay
Pokemons up
to
in
the,
this.
You know, you're yeah, here. Enjoy, you be in the moment.
It is crazy to me going to concerts how people have their phone out recording the entire time. Yeah. I totally get wanting to get a good photo and a good Snapchat. But I don't like watching other people's incessant snaps of a concert.
Right.
Enjoy
They're
the
not
show.
Good. And yeah. Get your picture and then just like put the phone away.
Yeah.
And just enjoy that moment.
Right. Enjoy it. Get it in your head instead of on the phone. And I understand it. They have it up and they're taping. But then there's the one that Kelly was talking about at Beyonce's concert.
Okay.
Some guy caught a woman playing Pokemon Go. Front row of Beyonce.
Front row.
Front row. Like, wow. Beyonce is 2 feet away from her and she's sitting there trying to catch Pikachu.
Pokemon. She's finding Pokemon when Beyonce's singing. Pokemon. And where she is. She's next to the stage. This is a stage. She's finding Pokemon.
That guy was heated. He's part of the Beehive.
She is on the side stage.
That's oh, yeah.
Crazy. Front row side stage. It's crazy.
The best seat of the house, and she's sitting there Pokemon going. Not even looking at Beyonce, looking down at her screen.
That is amazing.
That's too. You're taking it too far. I understand. You want to get to level 27. That's cool. And then State Department spokesperson John Kirby caught a reporter playing Pokemon Go during a press briefing on ISIS last week.
What?
And he decided to call him out in front of everyone.
Oh, no. As the secretary said earlier today, though, and I think it's an important reminder, you're playing the Pokemon thing right there, aren't you?
No, just give me a minute.
Did you get one?
No, the signal is not very good.
Sorry about that.
Oh, my God.
We're having a problem. We have a Pokemon problem.
Seriously?
That's bad.
He's giving a briefing on ISIS, and you're worried about catching a Pokemon.
Seriously?
And that's a problem.
You think?
Now, speaking of Pokemon.
I would have been like, what news outlet are you here with?
Yeah,
I would have
yeah.
just busted him all the way.
That's letting the terrorists win.
I do need my
fellow. Yeah, that's letting the terrorists win. Yeah.
That's exactly what it's doing. I do need my fellow Team Valor to come down here to the gym in front of the Canal Side Lounge.
Come on.
And take over the gym because Blue Team took it over again. So if the guys that we had in last week are listening, come down here and take our gym over again.
I'll be here in a minute.
Or keep doing what you're doing.
Blue right now. How dare you allow them to take over our gym? We'll let you know if they come down and take over again.
I'm just glad I'm close to a gym. That's all.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you're a parent, you've felt at some point that you're failing. It's bound to happen.
Sure.
Because there's no such thing as a perfect parent or a perfect child. And if you're the parent of a defiant child, so all of us, I have some good news for you.
Okay.
It's how, not all bad.
How old are yours again?
4 and 2. And boy, did they made me walk to the edge yesterday.
All right.
I'll tell you the good news if you have a defiant child here in about 5 minutes. Because we have to talk about what happened at Comic-Con over the weekend. And we decided to bring Nick in, our associate producer.
Yes. Hello, guys.
Future daddy-to-be.
Yeah.
Had the baby shower this weekend?
We did.
Nice.
Got lots of stuff. I have no idea really what they do.
Car seats?
No car seat yet.
Okay.
I did build, it's like a...
Changing table?
No, but a pack and play. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, pack and play.
I put that together this weekend. So
you need
that was interesting.
You need that for the getaways.
Yeah, I'm still not confident I would want to put my child on it, so I need to keep tinkering with it. It just seems like I know I did something wrong. And so we'll keep messing
it's
with
like
it.
It's like a kennel, basically, for your kids.
Yeah, it's like a soft cage kind of thing that's open on the top.
Go crate him.
You may want to listen to what I'm about to talk about, too,
I'll need it.
You have a defiant child yourself, Nick. You're very defiant.
I was as a kid.
Yeah.
So if my kid gets it from me, it's going to be rough.
He's coming by it honest.
Yeah.
So you were pretty excited about some of the announcements that were made at Comic-Con over the weekend.
I was. I really look forward to Comic-Con. I'm not a huge comic book guy. When I was a kid, I used to really want to be a comic book guy,
I did
but
too.
I just couldn't get into it, really. And so now that they're making movies and they make billions of dollars. It's cool to see what they're doing. And now Comic-Con is like one of the biggest things every single year.
Yeah.
In Hollywood.
Do they do anything besides dress up in costumes at Comic-Con?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that's what I think. I envision just people dressed up in costumes.
Well, they get to meet their heroes. They get Q&As. That's where all the biggest celebrities come to make these huge announcements about upcoming movies.
Okay.
And
there's cool panels going on.
Okay.
And there's also a lot of people selling memorabilia. So you can go buy the unique comic books or the cool action figures and stuff like that.
And this
it's huge.
I used to collect comic books when I was a kid.
Really?
Loved Archie's. I loved Archie's.
Oh.
I didn't know any better. I had grocery bags full of them all shoved underneath my bed. And one day I was cleaning up and just threw them all away.
Are they worth something now, you
think? I have
no
idea. I have no idea what I had. Just gone.
I had the Death of Superman.
Okay.
Remember that one? And I never opened it. And my mom threw that away when I moved out. And I'm sure it's got to be worth at least $10.
I didn't know this, but did you know that our boss George collects comics and he like flips them like you do with a house?
No.
He'll buy a comic, keep it for a while, and then sell it.
He's such a salesman. He's such a salesman. He buys things.
It's an investment.
To flip them.
This is our boss who at a dinner in New Orleans was playing Pokemon Go as well.
Yeah. And he does that with thousands of comics. But anyways, Comic-Con is huge. And so one of the biggest things fans look forward to are trailers. You get your first sneak peek at the new superhero or whatever. So I have a list of dozens of trailers that were shown at Comic-Con. And these are shown to thousands of fans that are in a hall. Like 6,000 people can fit in a room, and all the cast comes out, and they show a trailer. So one of the biggest trailers was Wonder Woman.
Okay.
And so that's Gal Gadot. And so that's going to come out, let's see, in June next year.
Wonder Woman! Mm-hmm.
It's the same girl, the Batman versus Superman girl.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so she was in Batman versus Superman for a little bit, and she was awesome. So
everybody
now she's got her own movie, Wonder Woman.
Did they do the invisible plane or whatever it was?
Yeah, they have to.
Maybe they will
in
her standalone movie. Maybe.
It's just weird because, how do you go to the bathroom in that?
You don't.
they land it.
Yeah.
No, superheroes never go to the bathroom.
That's true.
Has there ever been a scene where a superhero has to stop what they're doing to go potty?
Take off their unitard or whatever their speedos?
They've talked about
Deadpool
that. They say they make a little flap for them in the bottom of the suits.
Okay. And another movie in the Batman universe was Justice League. So this is Ben Affleck being Batman, and he goes and recruits a bunch of other superheroes. So they showed a trailer for that, and that looks pretty good.
Okay. Throw Robin in that one?
I don't know if Robin's going to be in it, but The Flash is going to be in it, and Wonder Woman's going to be in it too. Aquaman's going to be in it, so it'll be a good one.
Cool.
And they also confirmed, we heard rumors for a while that Ben Affleck was going to write and direct a Batman movie, and they confirmed that. So he'll be directing himself as Batman.
Uh-huh.
No release date for that. So that should be interesting because he kind of got mixed reviews for being Batman.
I liked him as Batman.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
I did too. I wasn't.
Flakin is the ultimate bull.
He's also a big New England Patriots fan.
And
was there a black superhero?
There is.
Green Lantern, wasn't he?
Black Panther. A trailer, or not a trailer, but some casting rumors were confirmed at Comic-Con.
It's going to be a chick, right?
Black Panther. It's a guy.
Catwoman. Batgirl. Was she black?
Catwoman. Halle Berry.
Halle Berry,
Okay.
Yeah.
Catwoman's been white and black.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
And Hathaway was the last Catwoman, I think, that we had.
She was. And so, remember, the last movie that Ben Affleck directed was Argo, and that won Best Picture. So,
we'll see
how he does with Batman.
All right.
A new trailer for Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, the Harry Potter spinoff, that was shown. You got a new trailer for the new King Kong movie, and that's with Brie Larson and Tom Hiddleston.
That does not need to be made again.
It's being remade.
Too many King Kongs.
That's ridiculous.
That comes out in March. And then a trailer for the next season of The Walking Dead that everyone's going crazy about. Did you guys like The Blair Witch Project?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw this.
Yeah.
Only because I pay attention to horror movie news.
They did a really cool thing. So they're making a sequel for The Blair Witch Project. They're... was a sequel a while ago, but it was really terrible.
Right.
And so they're redoing the sequel. And so they were just holding a screening for a movie called The Woods.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a horror movie. No one knew that it was the Blair Witch Project movie sequel. But when they got in, they made an announcement like, hey, this is actually a sequel to The Blair Witch Project. Surprised everyone. So that should be interesting. That's out in September.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be really good. from what people are saying.
The first one made me throw up.
I liked the first one because you thought it was real.
No.
For a while.
By the time I saw it, I think enough had been under the, you know, been talked about.
Yeah.
But I was so car sick the entire movie. Yeah. I couldn't be. When you're sick like that, nothing scares you.
Yeah.
Because it's found home videos and they're running through the woods.
It made it seem so real.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, yeah, the other big thing, other than trailers, when they go out, the cast has big panels and the directors go up there and they confirm casting rumors and stuff like that. So for Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Kurt Russell and Sylvester Stallone are going to be in it. They confirmed those rumors, so that's exciting for some people. Al, Black Panther, Michael B. Jordan, who was in Creed.
Okay,
he's going to be the bad guy in the new Black Panther movie, so that should be good.
And the Black Panther is the good guy, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
correct.
And who's going to be Black Panther?
You know what? I should remember that, but I don't remember his name. It was the guy that was James Brown. In whatever that last movie was.
James Brown?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, they played James Brown.
Okay. I feel like Michael B. Jordan turned into like what we thought Nick Cannon would have done.
Totally.
Could be.
He was in some like rom-coms.
Yeah.
That is good for him.
And it's kind of not really surprising because Michael B. Jordan's a good actor and stuff, but he was just in the Fantastic Four that did terribly in the box office. So another superhero franchise is going to try and pick it up and see if he can.
He's a great actor.
He can do
that.
Like yeah, he's really good. And then Rihanna made a big announcement that she is going to be in the Bates Motel. Anyone watch that?
It's on A&E. I do. I love the show. Yeah.
And so she's going to play, if y'all remember the movie Psycho, the old Alfred Hitchcock.
Totally.
The big movie star gets stabbed in the shower at the very beginning.
Yeah. Janet Leigh, right?
Yeah,
yeah, in the shower.
Few minutes.
Yeah.
So that's going to be Rihanna. She's going to do that.
So great.
Mm-hmm.
In and out.
Yep. Yeah. In and out. Kind of like Drew Barrymore in Scream, killed in the first few minutes.
Yeah, of course.
So she's going to do that. Sia is going to be in the My Little Pony movie. She's going to be a voice of Songbird Serenade.
The pony's going to have bangs.
Yeah, the pony's going to have huge bangs.
What do they call themselves? The people that love My Little Pony?
No, bronies. I only know bronies. Those are men, grown men, who love My Little Pony. So, and going to Comic-Con in the past, this is a passion.
There's a lot of
them. There are a lot of grown men that love My Little Pony. Wow. Very, very weird.
Yeah, it's quite strange.
It is. I'm sorry.
And then the last little bit of cool casting that was announced, Zendaya, she's going to be in Spider-Man Homecoming, the new Spider-Man reboot. So she'll be kind of the female lead in that. So, and
the love interest?
I think they're saying it's supposed to turn into the love interest. So, and the biggest costume apparently was Harley Quinn. That's Margot Robbie's character in Suicide Squad.
The Suicide Squad one?
Suicide Squad. That's going to come out here in a few weeks,
I'm excited about that.
I'm excited about that one, too.
So it should be good.
Chadwick Boseman's
there you go.
Yeah.
That's the name of Black Panther. Yeah. So that's your Comic-Con update in a very few short minutes. So.
Thank you.
And Cyborg, another black superhero, Big Al.
Oh, okay.
We're getting some coming in. Thanks, Nick, for filling us in with that.
Sure, anytime.
Hopefully one day I can take my kids to Comic-Con, but based on how they behaved yesterday, I would not do that.
What'd they do, dog?
What didn't they do, Al?
It was one of those where I felt incredibly embarrassed that they were my kids.
That's the thing, and it's, you know, when it comes to disciplining your child in public, it's so hard.
I don't know what to do
because people are so judgy. Back in the day, you could whoop your kid in the middle of the mall and nobody'd say a word. They're like, now it's like everybody's in your business, and then they recognize you.
Yeah.
JC, how could you hit your son, you know, if you
swat
him on the butt?
Things have changed, but back in the day, it wasn't like that.
The way I grew up, I would get a swift chancla to the nalga. That's what my grandma used to do.
That's a sandal or something,
sandal to the butt, dude.
All right.
She would just, it was like, it's like she had it in a holster, but she would just pop it up out of her foot and hit me in public.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I was raised.
That's the way you're supposed to do it.
But now you're like, that's the thing. You like Kelly said, you feel like everyone judges your every single move. And it's not one of those things where you could just do it quietly because your kids are being so loud. We went to a park yesterday, and my kids, for the most part, they behave well. They're good kids. They really are. We're trying our hardest to be good parents and to bring them up as good people. But they're still 4 and 2 years old, and they still act like 4 and 2 year olds. And when things don't go right, they don't understand why they're not going their way, because they want it to go their way. They're strong-willed. And so my son starts throwing a fit because he has a yellow balloon but wants a green balloon. And that sends him into this hysteria where he is screaming, and there's spit coming out of his mouth, and he can't control his emotions, and he's swinging his arms everywhere, and there's people staring at us.
So what do you do in that situation? Because I'd say, like, how about no balloon?
I'd probably be a pop
at
both
home.
Of them.
What I do?
I don't know what you do.
I tell them, okay, so you tell them to stop. They don't stop because they don't listen to you. I pick them up and say, we got to go. So I pick them up, and we're carrying him out. I find a green balloon. By this time, it's too late because I'm mad. My wife's mad at him.
You can't reward bad behavior.
You can't, but just to quiet him down, I gave him the balloon, which was the wrong move to
do. You do what you got to do to get out.
But people are staring at me, and I see people shaking their heads at me, and I'm like, okay, we're walking away. We want to stop by our restaurant to purchase a soda so that we can get our valet validated and not have to pay $15. All we have to do is walk in, pay for $3 soda, walk out, and we got ourselves some free valet. We're saving money here.
All right.
At this point, the lady lets us know that my daughter, who's not wearing shoes because she had a foot growth spurt, needs to put on some shoes. Okay. And my daughter doesn't want to put on the shoes because she says they don't feel good. And I said, okay, Chloe, just put your shoes on for just 1 second. And this is where my daughter loses it and starts throwing a fit to where she flops down on the ground and is doing snow angels.
Oh.
Screaming, no, hitting the ground.
Oh. Throw a tantrum in the middle of the store. Yeah, starts throwing a routine.
My son thought we were going to go inside and get a soda. So now he wants a soda. So now we have a dueling temper tantrums. Once again, people are staring. And I finally said, screw this. We're going home. And I picked them up and I walked them the 5 feet over to the valet line, where one of your buddies came up to me, Al, and said, hey, JC, good to see you. In the middle of my meltdown, my son starts running away, literally. He says, I'm running away. I'm never going home.
Good for him. You know what? Bye. Bye.
Oh, my gosh.
Bye. I want to, but there's a street right there. There's cars coming. And just all the people shaking their heads, and it's like you can't do anything about it. You finally get them in the car.
Yeah, because you can't whack them, and you probably want to in that moment.
Of course. My daughter's doing the arcing of the back. You can't put her in the car seat for like 5 minutes. There's people trying to get their cars. It was a nightmare to the point where my wife was in tears.
Yeah.
You know, when we get home, because I've read the books. There's no manual.
Helpless.
You feel helpless. You don't know what you're doing. You're obviously thinking, I ruined my kids. I did something wrong. And she found this article at midnight. That's how late she stayed up. And it makes you feel good about it if you have a defiant child, because it says if you have a defiant child, your child's brain is healthy and thriving.
What?
They're testing you to understand boundaries and how the world works.
They're testing you.
Yeah, they're testing you. So that's good because their brain is healthy and thriving. Now, this doesn't make sense when you're going through this, but when you look back, it makes you feel better. Your child thinks outside the box, this article also says. I don't want my child to think outside the box.
Don't get out of this box.
I made a perfect box for them, but they're thinking outside the box, which in the future could help them when they get into a job or when they get into a situation.
I need something to help them get up off their floor and stop making a snow angel in the middle of Dillard.
I don't want to. Your child will resist peer pressure in the future if you have a strong-willed child. Which makes sense. I don't think so. We'll see.
Have they really done studies on that? I don't think so.
It also says your child will be a future leader. Totalitarian leader.
They can spin this any way they want to. What do you do to combat?
How do you ace this test? Testing you. Does it give you tips on how to handle
it? It says you have to set your boundaries and not give into those boundaries, which is what we always end up doing.
Right.
Like, I shouldn't have given my son the green balloon, but I gave it to him.
How about a nice little whack on the butt?
Can we make that okay?
Dude,
not in everybody else's.
If the parent didn't do it when the bad kid was acting up in the store, then somebody else would do it. Like, are you going to let your child act up like that?
I guess it's different for every child, you know, because some kids don't act out. Some kids don't need it.
Make America spank again. That's what we need to do.
Spank again. I could bank it. I could buy into that.
America spank slight again.
Did you leave them in their rooms when you got home?
Yeah, I did, but they got out. And then they locked me out of their rooms later, and I couldn't get in.
You showed them.
Man, I'm winning out.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.